Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is truly mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God loves us, and His love is towards us. God has great things in store. And to see the handiwork of God, you've got to take Him at His word. There is no other way. This is a day the world depends on us, folks. Those of the world that you would love to be saved and in Christ, they're depending on us to get it right. Jesus once said, we must build with Him or else we scatter. If we don't build with Him, we scatter. The love of God is good. And everybody needs to know the great love of God and how good He is. It's a shame for people not to know Him. And they're living in a world that's full of tricks and distractions, tricks of the enemy. The enemy give them thoughts, and they don't know how to refute those thoughts. They look at things as they are. They group everything together. If I feel good about it, it must be good. If I feel bad about it, it must be bad. That's how the world operates. But when you get saved and you start learning God's ways, then the enemy come to you. God come to you with His good thoughts. And you feel the kindness and peace of God and the love of God. You enjoy the joy that he's given you. Then the enemy come with distractions, and it's an irritant. Christians are irritated by the words of Satan. And they resist it. He's always trying to tempt us. He's trying to show us the worst in people. He's trying to give us attitudes towards people. So that there would be a shield in the way of us getting them, reaching them for God. See, the word of God is sown in peace. If there's no peace, it's hard for people to hear from us. If there's a distraction, it's hard for them to distinguish what's right from what's wrong. But as we draw near to the heart of God and love Him, He gives us the wisdom it takes to win the lost. He gives us the wisdom it takes to win our people. I'm going to tell you another secret. If you can win the people in your own house, you can be very effective in the world, because that takes a lot of wisdom. It takes courage. It takes patience. And the enemy is all, Satan don't want nobody to know God. Now, we're dealing with end times. This chapter of end times, we're still dealing with the shell game to show you warfare. Satan was looking for the seed of woman. He didn't know who it was. He didn't know how he would come. He was looking for somebody. He thought it was Job. He thought it was King Saul. He thought it was Samuel. He thought it was Saul. He thought it was David. He thought it was Joseph. He didn't know. And he tried to destroy their lives. He tried hard to destroy their lives. Samuel's mother was barren. And I believe the enemy suspected that she would have a child that would be a threat to him. But this woman prayed when she went to the when she went to the temple, she prayed. And Eli thought she said her words with her lips. She didn't let her voice come out. She was praying silently. He thought she was drunk. And then she said, No, I'm not drunk. I'm just praying for a child. And he prayed for her, and she had Samuel. And she made a deal with God, a vow. She vowed that she would give this child to God. And if the Lord would just let her have this child. And she did. When Samuel was weaned, she took him to the priest, Eli, and Eli raised him in the Lord. and he became one of the greatest prophets in Israel. Now, this is why you have to take life serious. Christians, if we love God and be with him, we will be very effective. And those who have not believed on him yet, there's no need for you to miss out. Don't think God don't want you, because he does. Even if you did horrendous crimes, he loves you. Some people could have done crimes that I wish they was dead, because I'm just a man. But the love of God runs so much deeper than that. And I have to represent him. And I know for a fact that God loves you. There's no reason for you not to believe on Jesus and find out for yourself what it's like to be a man or a woman of God. I say it all the time, God is good. And he's always up to something good. His plan is good. The Holy Spirit is moving by his Spirit, putting things together to get people saved. And before Jesus returns, I believe he's going to save millions of people. God has a plan. He always has. Now, you can listen to these broadcasts on newlivingletters.com. And they're 30 minutes long on the website. They're 15 minutes long on the radio. So you can go back and listen to. There are so many files on this. There's so many radio broadcasts on this subject that lead, and you know they go together. So go to newlivingletters.com, and there's also a Living Letters page. There are writings that God has given to make help, just to help you out, help you receive from him, and go forward. You know, the more we learn, we share it, we learn as we go. And when the Lord reveals things, I like to share it. Now, God's going to get you what he's going to be teaching you, and you're going to want to share it. Because that word is in you like fire shut up in your bones. You're going to feel it. You can feel the joy of the Lord. You can feel the peace of God. You can enjoy it. You can talk to him. He can comfort you. He can give you wisdom and strategies for your life. I want everybody to know how good God is and how bad Satan is. Satan has been playing you. If you have the wrong attitude, if you believe wrong, Satan's playing you. He's trying to keep you from knowing what God is, what God is like through Jesus Christ. If you're in another religion, you still don't know what it's like to believe on God through Jesus Christ, to believe on Jesus and be reunited with God. It's totally different. There's nothing in this world that can give you a clue to what it's like to walk with God. There's nothing in this world like it. God loves his people. But if we don't be with him, we scatter. If we be with him, you'll see he'll give you the wisdom to win souls. And you have to be patient. It takes time. I thank God for that. So if your eye, the last few broadcasts, the Lord had me reading out of John. But I found a scripture in Luke says the same thing. Luke chapter 11, verse 34 reads, "The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, your whole body is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore," or that's saying, listen, "because the light which is in you be not darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doeth give thee light. In other words, if you stick with the wisdom and the heart of God, the love of God, good intentions, not evil intentions. If you stick with the truth that God has revealed and keeps revealing, if you can stick with that and not be distracted by the wiles of the devil and the lustful feelings of the world, the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, if you keep those things out of you and treasure the living word of God, the heart of God's word, the intended meaning of his word, your whole body will be, you look into the Lord and his ways and his word, then all it's going to affect your choices. It's going to affect the way you do things, your motives, your intentions, your advice. The advice you give is going to be based on the light that you see of God. That's the only way you can build. But jealousy, envy, evil works follow those kind of things. And it'll refute your efforts. You want to win your family to the Lord, but you're in strife with them. And it's going to be very hard for you to do it. They'll probably have to get it from somebody else. Because if we don't build with him, we scatter. And the only way to build with him is to represent him. Now, Satan is always trying to find a way in. The enemy thought that David was the seed of woman. Now, David is the ancestor of Jesus Christ, naturally speaking. David, two of David's sons were in the lineage of Mary and Joseph. Solomon, I think Mary is in Solomon's lineage, and Joseph is in one of his other sons' lineage. Zerubbabel is the linking ancestor. Both of these lines ran to Zerubbabel. If you read Zechariah, it talks about Zerubbabel. He's the link. If you read the lineage of Mary and the lineage of Joseph, Zerubbabel is the linking ancestor to Jesus. But anyway, Satan thought that he was the seed of woman and tried to trouble him. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, it reads, "And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab, and to the rulers of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it. And Joab answered, the Lord make his people 100 times so many more as they be. But my Lord, the king, are they not all my Lord's servants? And then do my Lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Wherefore Joab departed and went through all Israel and came to Jerusalem." And this troubled Israel greatly, folks. Satan tried to distract him to get him to look at the numbers of the people, to take his eyes off God. Ministers, if you have a great big ministry and you look out in the congregation and see thousands of people every Sunday, realize that the Lord has to prepare you for that. And don't look at the people. I'm not saying literally, I'm saying don't look at them as your source. Look at the Lord. The enemy always tries to distract you with numbers or with the, if you look out in the audience and see 10 people, don't let that distract you either. Build with God. Do what God say do. in my ministry, the Lord gave me this radio ministry to do. This is an assignment to me. And people say, well, isn't that expensive? I say, well, it doesn't matter. This is what God gave me to do. This is what I'm going to do. And I do it because God said do it. Yeah, but you can preach free on the website. God said, he didn't say website. He said radio. And I have the website. The website's there. It's a blessing too. Radio is what God said. That's why we do radio. And we got a website. Thank God for the website. You got to do it God's way. If you build with him, you prosper. If you don't, you scatter. And the character of God is good. We have to learn his ways and adapt to him. There are many churches out there. And they're not reaching their full potential. There are divisions of Christians. You have Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Holiness, Pentecostal. And none of them are doing their full potential. Some of them argue against each other. They teach against each other. And that's not wisdom either. And neither is it right. And some of them are just wrong in their doctrine. Or they're incomplete in their doctrine. That's not good either. I would love to see all Christians, whatever denomination they fall under, go biblical. If you go biblical, you be with God. Go biblical. Do what the word of God say do. Endeavor to learn his word, do his work. You can't reach God your full potential with bylaws, with man's bylaws. Putting a cap on what you're going to do and not do because of some man saying this is the way we do it. Some Christians dance around Acts. They don't want to deal with the Holy Ghost. They don't want to be like 1 Corinthians 14. The Holy Spirit is wise, folks. Sometimes I've been to Holiness churches, Pentecostal churches. I know the Holy Spirit moves in those churches. And also, sometimes people in those churches act just like Corinthians chapter 14. Sometimes they're obnoxious. Sometimes, you know, there's no order. But the Holy Spirit has order. Men don't always do things the way God would do them. But when your eye is single, you will. If you don't build with him, you scatter. Some churches say, well, they shun the Holy Spirit because people act like those in Corinthians chapter 14. Competition. Out of no order. Don't be afraid of that. If you look to people and make a judgment, you can make the wrong judgment. Why did the Lord send the Holy Spirit? You have to go back to John chapters 14 through 17, and you'll see the wisdom in the Holy Spirit. He came to guide you in this life, to show you what is and what isn't, to help you be the light of this world, to represent the heart of God. That's what you're shunning when you're looking at people who are obnoxious. And those who live with no order, they're not progressive. They shout and dance and sing, you know, and they don't represent the Holy Spirit wrong. Represent him right. Focus on him, on what he's saying. Now, anybody that gets in God's presence, you're going to fall out. You're going to act like you're drunk. That's because God is powerful. That's because you're going to experience his overwhelming love and his overwhelming wisdom. And you when you're in his presence, sometimes you just can't stand up no more. Don't be afraid of that. Look at him. Daniel, when the angel came, Daniel collapsed. He had no strength to stand up. He said, "How can I talk to you?" He talked to you and he fell out again. And then the angel that looked like a man touched him and he was strengthened. And then he was able to talk to the Lord. If you receive the word of God, if you study chapters, you'll be able to see him. You'll grow on the inside. If you study scriptures, you're just taking a segment. If you study books and chapters of the word of God, you're going to see who he is. And you're going to know him. And the Holy Spirit will have something to communicate with you about. You'll have a reference for him to talk to you about things and show you things. Every denomination needs this. If you are a Christian, the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit. It's like Jesus told the lady at the well. A well springing up in the everlasting light. The Holy Spirit will mentor you. But if you limit the Holy Spirit to just dancing and shouting, you're not going to know him that way. If you study the word richly, then the Holy Spirit can show you how intelligent he is. Yes, the Holy Spirit is an intelligent God. And you will dance and shout sometime, but the Holy Spirit is so much more than that. But if you look at the people who act like they're drunk and say, "Well, I don't want to be like that," and you dance around acts, you dance around the Holy Spirit, you're not learning things that you could be learning, and your life is not going to be as good as it could be. But if you pay attention, you already have the Holy Spirit on the inside. In Acts, they were baptized in the Holy Spirit. They had the Holy Spirit within and upon. We need all we can get. But teaching doctrines of men, you're going to scatter. When I grew up as a Methodist. My dad was a good Methodist pastor. And I studied the word, and when I read about Acts, I went and asked my dad, I said, I want to know about the Holy Spirit. He said, "Well, you don't need to do all that." That's not, he told me it wasn't necessary. He said, "It's true, but it's not necessary." I said, "Well, I want everything." And me and him disagreed on that. Well, he didn't say it was wrong. He just said it's not. I felt like it was necessary. So I ended up going to a holiness church because I wanted to learn more about the Holy Spirit, and I thought they may know. And so I learned a lot. But I also saw things, you know, the enemy, if you don't build with God, you scatter. In other words, the ways that they were not wise, the enemy used their foolishness as a buffer against those that thought that they didn't need all that. Now, I listen to people. I watch them. When I go places, I don't tell them everything about me. I just listen. I do more listening than talking. And when people don't know things about you, they'll say what they really feel. I've heard denominational Christians talk bad about holiness Christians. I've heard holiness Christians talk bad about denominational Christians. And I listen to why. And this is why. If you don't build with God, you scatter. We're in the same body. And we need to be the same body. It's not, Jesus ain't got 10 different bodies. He got one. Everybody should go biblical. Everybody should, even with healing. There are Bible schools that tell that the people that go to their Bible schools, their healing went out with the apostles. That would be so stupid to let healing go out with the apostles as if we don't need it. We die young. Then at the funeral, they say God took him. Now, when that happens, when people need healing, you need to be able to lay hands on them and get them healed. And God would do it if people would teach healing. One preacher said, if you want to see people healed, preach healing. If you want to see them saved, preach salvation. If you want your people to be industrious and prosperous, preach prosperity. Teach how Jesus did things. Teach how everybody he found and called to the ministry, they were doing something. When Elijah found Elisha, he was plowing in a drought with 20 ox. With 24 ox. 12 yoke. In a drought. When Jesus found Peter, he was fishing. Everybody he called, they were doing something. They were industrious people. He didn't find nobody just sitting down under a tree, letting their mind turn to jello. He found people that were doing something, active people. And if you want your people to prosper, preach it. Preach prosperity. Preach people working to God, working unto God. If you want to see people healed, preach healing. Teach about it so they'll have faith for it. And then God can, when they get sick, God can heal them. He wants to. Healing is for everybody. Healing is in redemption. It's part of the package. He don't say, well, I want to heal this one and I'm not going. If you have the faith, he can do it. If you don't have the faith, he said, go to the elders and they'll pray for you and you will recover. But people will go with the doctrine. The doctrine is scattering people. And it takes time. And this is how it happened. You teach those things that are wrong. Then when they get the cancer, they still want to be healed. And then they die. And then you got to face their family. And at the funeral, you say, well, life was too hard. God took them. Don't go around taking folks. Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy from you. And he do it with dead doctrines. Don't preach dead doctrines. Preach life. Then the family mad at God because of you and your doctrine. Then I go to churches where they do heal and they don't do as many funerals. I look around sometime, I see people who had terminal illnesses, they walk around fine because the pastor did his job. And I get angry at Satan, not people. I get mad at him because he inspired dead doctrines. And you're going to have to give an account for preaching them. And you're going to be sad because you were ignorant about it. And you're going to have to face the people in heaven that went too early. This life is serious. If we don't build with them, we scatter. If you preach it right, it's going to work right. But if you don't have the Holy Spirit to guide you, how in the world are you going to keep a single eye? Don't be afraid of what you don't know. Only consider what you can learn in Him. The Holy Spirit will make things plain. He's wise, folks. He knows what He's doing. He has a way with words. He can relate his wisdom to you and you will change. You will do greater than you could have. You will always do greater if you start following him. You're not going to stay the same. But if we don't build with him, we scatter. Sometimes people come to church hurting and nothing, and it's a shame that a person come to church and their concerns are not addressed because the pastor go off on a tangent because he's not paying attention to the Holy Spirit. We can be so caught up in what we want to teach that we ignore the influence of the Holy Spirit. But when we yield to him, the Holy Spirit can manage us, cause us to say what's necessary to heal a person's problem when they need God the most. And other people that have, but God, sometimes the Lord want to deal with one person. And he can feed everybody and also that one person that need him the most. And then they'll live and not be scattered. Now we got a situation where people have been scattering and scattering for decades and centuries because of tradition. And now the Holy Spirit has to regather his flock. So things are going to happen so that God can reach all of his people. Those that are wounded, those that won't go to church anymore because they were scattered away, because they went to church and heard it wrong. And there's some blame to go around for every denomination. Only those who follow God are exempt. Well, preach, I follow God. I preach the word. Do you preach bylaws in place of the word? Do you ignore part of the word? Is there strife? Is there confusion? You have to examine these things. Is your eye single?